In our continuing coverage of what's going on in the arts in our area, once again, we are going to head back to Shakespeare and Company. Coming up July 10th through August 18th, Love's Labor Lost. We have director Kelly Galvin with us today. Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
A little bit of background on yourself for our listeners and your association with Shakespeare and Company and how you wound up where you are.
Sure. I've been a company member with Shakespeare and Company for 10 years now. And I got here as an actor, and I studied acting and began performing with the company and then also teaching with the company. And through the course of teaching, I got really interested in directing. And I actually just finished my graduate work at Boston University in directing, and I'm so happy to be back at Shakespeare and Company now as a director for one of our Shakespeare plays.
So this is the first time you're directing now at Shakespeare and Company?
The first time I'm directing in the summer season, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about Love's Labor's Lost. The great thing about William Shakespeare is the plays are so adaptable to today. I mean, it's not all the time where you can have the written word, especially performed on stage, be so adaptable where people keep coming back to it. Let's talk a little bit about Love's Labor's Lost.
Yeah, I mean, Love's Labor's Lost, it's one of Shakespeare's earlier plays, and what I love about it and the thing that I do think keeps it very timeless, as you were just saying, is that it's, a lot of ways, it's a coming-of-age story. It's a story about young people falling in love and young leaders trying to figure out how they want to make their mark on the world. And I think that that's something that just always resonates. So I think that's part of what makes me really excited about doing the play. And then on top of that, it's really one of Shakespeare's most playfully linguistic plays. The language in it is just wild and fun and delicious. And so I think the combination of this familiar coming-of-age story, young people falling in love, being outside, being in nature, and then having Shakespeare really at his most delightful playing with language is really an exciting show to be doing, especially since we are performing it outside here at Shakespeare and Company.
And what's so great about Shakespeare, and I think a lot of people, to certain people when they hear Shakespeare, they just think old-time serious, and it's anything mm-hmm. but that.
Absolutely. It's wild, it's fun, it's sexy, and I think that when people really are willing to come and be open to the stories, we start realizing that we do understand the language. The language is rich. It's using words that we might not hear every day, but words that we can actually feel in our bodies that still make sense to us. And so Shakespeare is serving us a feast of language, and we're used to kind of dealing with language in more of a fast food way. But we get, in Shakespeare, we get to really enjoy the full feast of language and words and really get to enjoy that part of our minds.
We're speaking with Kelly Galvin, who is directing Love's Labor's Lost at Shakespeare and Company, July 10th through August 18th, the Dale Outdoors at the Mount. Were you always a fan immediately of Shakespeare, or was Shakespeare something that you had to go to and adapt to and grow to love?
I saw Hamlet when I was, I think, 12 years old, and it was my first encounter with Shakespeare, and I was very moved by it, I remember. And I know that I didn't understand every word, but I was very moved by the story, and I remember at the end when Hamlet says, "If it be now, 'tis not to come. If it be not to come, it will be now." I remember getting choked up. And I think it was really important that the first time I encountered Shakespeare was seeing Shakespeare. It wasn't trying to read it in a class. It wasn't encountering it on the page. It was encountering it on the stage. And I think that that helped me have a really immediate, visceral connection to Shakespeare. And, you know, another thing that I love about doing plays at the Mount is that we're creating a play that works for people of all ages. And so I like the thought that there will be young people in the audience who are seeing Shakespeare for the first time, and I hope giving them that experience of encountering Shakespeare for the first time when it's live.
And it's also, I think it's kind of cool that young people encounter it in an outdoors theater as if it would be many years ago.
Right.
It all adds to the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So this is July 10th through August 18th. Now you're directing this. What else is involved in your summer? Do you have much time off, or are you a workaholic like mostly everybody I've spoken to from Shakespeare Company?
I'm working a lot this summer. I am. So I'm directing this play, and then I'm also going to be teaching in Shakespeare and Company's summer conservatory program, which is a program in our education department for young actors ages 17 to 21, and I'll be directing a play for them and being one of their teachers. So that'll also keep me busy right up till the end of summer.
Do you enjoy teaching as much as you might enjoy directing?
Yeah, to me that they feed each other. Yeah. So I learn so much from my students, and I feel that I can apply that to directing, and then what I learn from engaging as a director with Shakespeare's plays, I think I can bring back to my students. So I actually think, for me as an artist, teaching and directing are pretty inextricably linked. I need one to be able to do the other.
Well, once again, Love's Labor Lost. You can see the work of Kelly Galvin at Shakespeare and Company July 10th through August 18th at the Dell Outdoors at the Mount. Tickets and more information at 413-637-3353 or, very simply, on the web, shakespeare.org. And folks, don't worry. If you misspell Shakespeare, it goes there anyway. It really does. I've tried it a million different times. Shakespeare.org. And you can pick the shows. And when you go to the show, you'll be able to buy tickets right there. Kelly, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.